Hi, this is Dave Dickey urging you to call at 217-244-9455 in support of the Closing Market Report. Make this program a productive partner for you, your local radio station, and the farming community. Remember, the Closing Market Report is a production of public radio from the University of Illinois, where one out of every three of our operating dollars is contributed by our listeners. Have you made your financial contribution yet? If not, start right now by dialing 217-244-9455. And thank you for being a productive partner.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Dave Dickey is Director of Agricultural Programming at WILL, Public Radio for the Farming World. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, the host of the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week, reminding you to visit our website. The address is willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. A Friday afternoon, make sure you hit subscribe on the right-hand side of the page. We'll send you our free weekend newsletter, including a link to this interview with Gary Schnittke, who is a farm management specialist at the University of Illinois. Yesterday on the program, we talked a little bit about crop insurance payouts in our news segment with Dave Dickey, and Gary Schnittke is here to shed a little more light on what soybean payouts might be, if there are payouts. I think he'll tell us there are, from the crop insurance. Hi, Gary. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Well, soybean should pay out, at least be figured for the payouts, in the month of October for GRIP and RA policies both?
GRIP, RA, and CRC. All three of those base their harvest price on the November soybean contract 2008 for the settlement prices during the month of October. So we're halfway through the month, and we're getting a pretty good idea of what that harvest price is going to be. I took the settlement prices for averaged them for the first up till now, and what the harvest price would be right now would be $9.42 is significantly below the base price, which was $13.36. And just to give you a feel for how far below that is, that's roughly $9.42 is roughly between 71% and 75% below the base price. And if we wouldn't have any yield loss, basically policies above that would make payments. With one important caveat, both CRC and GRIP have a price limit moved downward on their harvest price. Harvest price can only be $3 below the base price. Base price this year is $13.36, so the furthest down it can go is $10.36. So if we have a $9.42 price, CRC and GRIP will use a $10.32 price as their harvest price.
So why don't you go through what maybe you might figure would be typical policies for producers on soybeans on each of those, and given those estimates, and I know they're not set yet in stone, mm-hmm. because we have to finish out the settlement prices in the month of October, and we're only on the 17th day, but what would potential payouts look like at this time for each of the policies?
And I'm doing this, and I'll give you a specific example here for Champaign County, Illinois. Soybeans having a 50 bushel APH yield, and the GRIP would have a 52.6 county yield. And I assumed that yields on soybeans would be a little bit lower than average. I used 48 bushels, which I'm hearing reports that it will be below that. But, you know, 48 bushels is just a couple bushels below those yields. RA policies, given that in a 942 price, all coverage levels on RA would make payments above 70%, and the 70% coverage level would make a $15 payment. The 85% coverage level would make $116 an acre payment. CRC would be less than that, and remember, CRC has that price limit. The 85% coverage level on CRC would be $71 compared to $116 for RA, and our CRC would make a $4 payment at a 75% coverage level. GRIP would make payments on 75% and higher coverage levels. I'll report to you the 90% coverage level because that's what most people buy. If they bought 100% protection level, which is the highest that they could get, they would, based on those estimates, would be getting a $225 payment. The lowest protection level that people can buy is 60%. And so it would be, if they bought that coverage level, that would be 60% of $225, which would be roughly $135 an acre.
Can I go back through the RIA policies?
Sure.
Because I think that's probably what most people this year bought. Is that right? Probably for soybeans. I know for corn. It's
probably most people bought more RIA and CRC this year than GRIP.
Let's go through the RIA policy. Do you have the different coverage levels then? So we're using 75%, but
75% coverage level, yield of 48 bushels per acre with an APH of 50. And again, I'm using a 942 harvest price, which is only half the month, but just to give you a feel again, 70% coverage level, it would be a $15 payment. 75% coverage level, $49 payment, which is probably where most people are at, the 75% coverage level.
Mm-hmm.
80% would be an $82 payment, and the 85% coverage level would be a $116 payment. And again, that's based on a 942 harvest price and a 48 bushel yield.
Are there expectations of when payouts might come?
They'll come fairly quickly after both the harvest price is set and farmers have their yields turned in. So it will be pretty quickly after that process has begun. Obviously, none of that will happen until after October, because we really won't know the harvest price for soybeans until the end of October or early November.
I'll bet we'll talk to you again, Gary, before we get to the Farm Income Summits in the month of December. But if not, look forward to seeing you on the road across the state of Illinois.
Thanks for having me, Todd.